followed the little old fellow through a ravine into a wooded hollow. There was a company of odd-looking little men playing at ninepins. They all had beards of various shapes and colors. One had a broad face with small, piggish eyes. The face of another seemed to consist entirely of nose, topped off by a white sugar loaf hat with a little red cock's tail. And there was one who seemed to be the commander. He was a stout old gentleman with a weather-beaten face. The whole group reminded me of the figures in an old Flemish painting. My little man tapped a spigot at the side of the keg.
Drinks, my hearty!
Silently, the little men stopped their game and filled their cups from the boom. Well, I might taste a drop if you can spare it. Not bad. Not a bad brew. Not bad at all.
Rip and winkle, rip and rip. Have a little Catskill sip.
I will. One little old sip never hurt a man.
Rip and winkle, rip and winkle.
What happened? I must have dozed off. By the ghost of good Peter Stuyvesant, I must have slept here all night. Oh, that brew, that wicked brew. What excuse shall I make to Dame Van Winkle? My musket. Where's my musket? In place of my clean, well-oiled fowling piece, I found an old firelock, a barrel encrusted with rust. Oh, those little bandits, they drugged me with their brew and robbed me of my gun. Wolf! Wolf! Now, where'd that dog of mine run off to? Oh, what's the matter with my poor joints? These mountain beds don't agree with me. I searched everywhere for my dog. My musket. And the wicked little men who had been my undoing the night before. They were nowhere to be found. So, with a heart full of trouble, I headed back for the village. Dreading above all things the heated tongue of Dame Van Winkle.